All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today, we're tackling a pretty big question, and it's all about Africa.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's the question?
Well, we're looking at whether a device just the size of a credit card could actually change how people pay across an entire continent.
Wow, that's ambitious. What kind of device are we talking about? Some kind of newfangled payment system?
Exactly. It's called Nokii, and we're going deep into their pitch deck. It's the startup that's trying to bring digital payments to places where cash is, like, the only option. Think those mom-and-pop shops that only take cash, but on a massive scale across Africa.
That's a huge challenge, for sure. I'm guessing the pitch deck lays out the problem pretty clearly.
Oh yeah, they don't shy away from the realities of cash reliance in Africa.
Like, what kind of numbers are we talking about?
Well, take Nigeria, for example.
Okay.
62% of transactions there are still done with cash.
Wow, 62%? That's.
I know, right? It's like, imagine if every other time you went to buy groceries, you had to use cash. No tapping your phone, no card, just bills and coins.
Yeah, that put it into perspective. I mean, we're so used to digital payments here. It's easy to forget how different things are in other parts of the world.
Exactly. And it makes you realize how big of a deal a service like Nokii could be. But that begs the question, what makes Africa so different? Why is going cashless so much harder there?
Well, Nokii's pitch deck points to four big obstacles.
Okay, lay them on me.
First up, you've got the existing mobile money systems. Think like Venmo or Apple Pay, but often way more difficult to use.
Ah, so even if people wanted to ditch cash, the current systems aren't really cutting it.
Exactly. And then there's the whole issue of AFC-enabled phones.
Those are the ones that let you tap to pay, right?
Yep, but they're not as widespread in Africa.
So even if you wanted to ditch cash, the tech isn't always there to support it. Makes sense. What are the other two roadblocks Nokii is tackling?
All right, number three is the lack of those card readers you see at checkout counters. POS terminals, they're called.
POS terminals, got it.
Lots of businesses simply don't have them, which makes digital payments impossible.
Right, so even if you have a fancy phone and a mobile money account, it's no use if the store can't accept it.
Exactly. And then finally, the big one, the elephant in the room.
Internet access.
Bingo, it's often unreliable and expensive, which makes online transactions a non-starter for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like trying to stream a movie on dial-up. Not exactly a recipe for success. So, with all those challenges, how is Nokii even planning to make a difference? What's the secret sauce with this credit card-sized device?
Okay, picture this, a credit card, but with a touchscreen. And get this, it works completely offline. No internet, no smartphone needed.
Whoa, wait, really? That's pretty wild.
And the battery, it lasts 3 weeks.
3 weeks, my phone barely makes it through a day. Okay, you've got my attention, but how do you actually pay for something using this Nokii thing?
It's surprisingly straightforward. So, Nokii connects to your mobile money wallet. Think of it like a digital bank account on your phone.
Gotcha.
You make a payment by tapping your Nokii device on the merchant's device. Three simple steps, easy peasy.
So it's like a physical version of your digital wallet, but without all the internet hassles. Clever. But what about cost? If this is going to take off, it needs to be affordable, right?
And that's a key part of their strategy. They're giving the device away for free. There's a small starting balance, and then it's just a low monthly fee for unlimited transactions.
Free. Wow, that changes everything. It's like a phone contract, but for payments. Okay, I'm seeing the potential here. But let's go back to those challenges we talked about earlier. How does Nokii actually solve them?
Well, let's take the internet problem.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one.
Since Nokii works offline, unreliable internet becomes a non-issue. No more waiting for pages to load or worrying about data charges.
It's like having cash, but with the security and convenience of digital, that's a game changer, especially in rural areas.
Exactly.
But how does Nokii stack up against the other payment options already out there? You know, Africa already has mobile money, NFC payments in some places. Why would people switch to Nokii?
That's a great question. Their pitch deck compares Nokii to everything from cash to QR codes. What's interesting is they're not trying to replace everything else entirely.
So they're finding a niche.
Precisely.
All right, I'm all ears. Where does Nokii really shine compared to the competition?
Well, it's the way they combine offline reliability with the benefits of digital. Plus, they're aiming for zero transaction fees, which is huge for both individuals and small businesses. Imagine the impact that could have.
Yeah, no more losing a chunk of each sale to fees. That money stays in the community. This is starting to sound like a real contender, but we've only scratched the surface of the tech itself. Let's dive into the business side next. What's Nokii's game plan for getting this out into the world?
Okay, so we've seen the tech, but let's get down to brass tacks. How does Nokii actually plan to make money, especially when they're giving away these devices for free? Is that $2.30 monthly subscription the whole story? Well, it's a piece of the puzzle, but it's more than just that. Remember, they're targeting a huge market, millions of potential users. Those small monthly fees, they add up quickly when you've got that kind of scale.
Right, it's like those streaming services, right? A small fee for millions of subscribers equals big bucks. But the pitch deck also mentioned a licensing model. How does that fit into their strategy?
That's their plan for growing quickly across different African countries. Think of it like a franchise almost. Local companies would pay Noti for the rights to use their tech and their brand in a specific region.
So they're leveraging local expertise instead of trying to do everything themselves.
Exactly. They handle the marketing, the distribution, and Noti gets a cut of the revenue. Smart, right?
Very smart, especially for a startup trying to scale up fast. But what about those revenue projections? You know, the $753 million by 2030. It's a bold claim. What makes them think they can hit those numbers?
Well, it comes down to a few things. First, the market size is massive. Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, Egypt. Combined, that's a $1 trillion opportunity. Even a small slice of that pie means big revenue.
Okay, but a big market doesn't guarantee success. What else is fueling their confidence?
They're banking on a 51% compound annual growth rate for their user base. Basically, they're saying their user numbers will explode year after year.
51% year-over-year growth. That's a steep climb. Are they considering any potential roadblocks that could derail those projections?
Of course, projections are just that, projections. And for a startup, the road is rarely smooth. There will be challenges, for sure. We touched on the regulatory landscape in Africa, which can be pretty complex. Navigating that will be crucial.
Right. The legal stuff is essential, especially with financial services. What other potential risks are on their radar?
Competition's a big one. The African payment space is getting crowded. They'll need to stand out from the existing players, you know, mobile money providers, traditional banks, even other fintech startups.
So how do they plan to cut through the noise? What's their unique selling point that will make people choose Noti over everyone else?
Their strength lies in that combination. Offline capabilities, zero transaction fees, and being incredibly user-friendly. They're targeting a segment of the market that's been ignored, the people who rely on cash because they lack affordable banking or decent internet.
It's like they're creating a new market altogether. I can see the appeal, especially in rural areas where internet access is patchy at best.
Exactly. If they tap into that market effectively, their potential is massive.
Okay, so we've covered market projections and risks, but let's go back to the product for a second. They've developed prototypes that work with M-Pesa, which is Kenya's main mobile money system. But what about other mobile money platforms? If they're limited to just M-Pesa, that seems like a problem.
That's the million-dollar question, and to be honest, the pitch deck doesn't give us much detail on that front. To really grow, they'll have to expand their compatibility to other popular mobile money systems across different countries.
Yeah, that seems crucial. The more mobile money platforms they can work with, the bigger their potential user base.
Absolutely. It's something to watch as they move forward. And of course, they'll need to prove that their technology is secure and reliable. Handling people's money is a big responsibility.
No doubt about it. So far, Noti seems promising. They're addressing a real need with a unique solution, and they're targeting a huge market. But like you said, the startup journey is never easy.
It's full of hurdles and uncertainty. But even if Noti doesn't hit every single target, their effort to solve a problem as complex as financial inclusion is commendable. They're pushing boundaries and making the industry rethink its approach.
I agree. And who knows, they might even inspire others to come up with even more innovative solutions. It's about more than just one company's success. It's about progress and changing the game. Speaking of which, they're currently bootstrapped and gearing up for a pilot program. This is where things get real, right?
Absolutely. The pilot program is their first real-world test. They'll be testing the design, refining the user experience, and gathering data.
And they're looking for $203,000 in seed funding to make this pilot happen, aiming for 1,100 users. A small stoop, but it could have huge consequences.
Definitely. A successful pilot would not only validate their idea, but also attract bigger players. Imagine if they partnered with a Google or an Alibaba.
That's where things could get really interesting. The resources and expertise of a company like that could help Noti scale up exponentially.
It would be a win-win. The established player gets access to groundbreaking tech and a new market. And Noti gets the support to make a real impact.
So, what do you think? Will they succeed? It's always tough to predict the future, but based on what we've seen so far, does Noti have what it takes to change the African payments landscape?
Well, it's hard to say for certain, but...
Come on, don't leave us in suspense. What's your gut feeling? Does Noti have a real shot at shaking things up?
I think they've got a lot of things working at their favor, that's for sure. The need is obvious, their solution is innovative, and the market is huge. But to reach those ambitious revenue targets, they'll need to execute perfectly, you know?
Yeah, no room for error.
Navigating the regulations, staying ahead of the competition, making sure their technology can handle millions of users. It's a tall order.
It's a high-stakes game, that's for sure. But imagine if they pull it off. Think about the impact. Bringing financial services to millions who are currently left out of the digital economy. It's a powerful vision, right?
It is. It really is. Empowering people, giving them the tools to participate more fully in the global marketplace. It's a reminder that innovation can come from anywhere. And sometimes the simplest solutions are the most revolutionary.
Exactly. Who would have thought a credit card-sized device could be the key to unlocking financial inclusion in Africa? But it also makes me wonder, given Noti's potential, shouldn't the big players, the banks, the fintech giants be taking notice?
Absolutely. Noti's success could have a ripple effect across the whole industry. If they prove this model works, it could force those established players to rethink their strategies, maybe even partner with or invest in startups like Noti.
It's the classic story of the disruptors challenging the status quo, right?
Exactly.
But in this case, it could be a good thing. The bigger companies bring resources and experience, while Noti brings fresh ideas and a deep understanding of the challenges in Africa.
It's a collaboration that could benefit everyone and ultimately speed up progress towards a more inclusive financial system.
We'll definitely be following this story closely. For our listeners who want to learn more, I highly recommend checking out Noti's demo video. It really helps you visualize the device and how it works. You can find a link in the source material.
Yeah, it's worth a look.
And with that, it's time to wrap up another deep dive. We've explored the potential of Noti, this startup, with a bold plan to change how people pay in Africa. We've looked at the challenges, the opportunities, and what their success could mean for the world.
And remember, this is just the start of the conversation. We encourage you to keep exploring, keep digging into the world of fintech, and keep asking questions.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. Until next time, stay curious, keep those minds engaged, and keep exploring.